Welcome to the Nolan Podcast from National Oil and Lube News. I'm your host, editor Hannah Bubser. Today, Alicia Hendricks joins me for the first of a two-part interview series about her Grease Monkey shop in Farmington, New Mexico, where she's a co-owner. Alicia was a self-described green pea, but she's built a career that she loves and a shop that has received recognition from Grease Monkey, including the 2022 Platinum Circle Award for reaching 750K in sales and the 2023 Diamond Circle Award for reaching $1 million in sales. Keep listening to hear from Alicia and look for part two of this interview coming soon to the podcast. Well, Alicia, thank you so much for joining me on the Nolan Podcast. I'm happy to have you here this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited to chat with you and learn more. The first question I have here is I just would love to learn more about your Grease Monkey shop in Farmington, New Mexico. So how did your shop ownership come to be? What has your relationship to the automotive industry been like throughout your life that kind of led into this career?
Yeah, fantastic. So we opened in 2015. We are one of 490 locations worldwide, but we're only one of two locations in the state of New Mexico. We have four lube bays. They're two by two, so it's two wide and two deep. A huge, huge lube base. With full basements, we have a large lobby waiting area with a full convenience store. I have one mechanic repair bay with a lift. We have four self-serve wash bays, one demud bay, as well as a 110-foot automatic tunnel wash. We also have a dog wash station on the property, which has been super fun, and our customers love that. So we're doing a lot of oil changes. We do also offer brake repair, struts, shock. We're doing flushes and filter services, belts, all preventative maintenance and a good amount of repair work. Our town in Farmington is about 47,000 people right now, but the surrounding area of all the towns around us are about 120,000. So we do have a pretty good amount of people here in our area. So less than 25 miles from my location is also the largest Native American reservation. So they have like 400,000 people living over like all of those square miles, which is just so close to us. It's a huge part of our business and our industry here in Farmington. So outerlying areas are very heavily populated, while our town is very small itself within like the county area. We're also very heavy with competition in our area for such a small region. I think that we do have a lot more competition than most people would think. There's six other quick lubes. There's nine major dealership service departments and dozens of mechanic shops. So I really strive and emphasize that we are offering like the hometown service, you know, the locally owned and operated service that some of our competitors don't have the benefit of offering. I grew up here and I have strong ties in the community. I have a lot of personal relationships with many of our customers, as well as my vendors, which makes this like so much fun around here. You know, we have people walking in all the time that everybody knows. A lot of my employees are locally based. I have 25 employees right now. Seven of them are in the quick lube bays and four of them are women. So for the first time in a long time, I have a female dominated staff out in my lube department. And that has been super rewarding for our female customers, as well as them.
Well, thank you for walking me through your shop there. It's great to get a visual as we're talking here of what operations look like. I always like hearing about the
dog wash too. I think that's kind of a fun component to include. It
Yeah.
sounds like your customers agree. And
People love it. I used to say that all, because it's all self-serve, but all you needed was $10 and a dog. But then we started having this lady that would bring her pig. And so I had to change it to you just need $10 and a pet.
Oh
So
my
we
gosh. That's a first for
it's so
me
great. It's so much fun.
to hear about a pig in a dog wash station at a Grease Monkey location. That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
You mentioned too the lube staff of being female dominated. I'm interested to get into that more later in our conversation too,
Sure.
but I know I cut you off there for the last part of that question, just mentioning your industry connection, your connection to automotive throughout your life. Did you want to talk about that a little bit too?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I do not have a background in preventative maintenance whatsoever. I was a green pea when I was offered this position. But I did sell automotive newspaper marketing for many years here at our local newspaper. And then I moved into doing like the full marketing section for a local dealership here for a Chevy dealership. So I do have I think it's a background in sales, it's a background in advertising, marketing for the automotive areas in town. A lot of the relationships that I've curated over the years come from that background that I have in sales. And as far as this position here with Grease Monkey and Full Speed Automotive, I was given the opportunity to come on board as part-time marketing and part-time fleet sales, like outside fleet sales. And we just sort of created that position together and what that looked like. And I went out the very first day that we were opened without knowing very much. I was just going to go out, see the people, try to get some feedback on what they were looking for as far as bringing their fleets to a shop for preventative maintenance work. And then, go back to the business, kind of put our heads together with the owners and see what proposals I could come up with for these local companies. And that just really progressed quickly into, I was doing like the social media, writing some radio scripts, and mostly out seeing these fleet customers on a daily basis and trying to drum up business. Like we're open and we're ready and we're certified technicians and we're ready to really focus on getting more business, getting these fleet customers in, as well as our regular customers. And so that position quickly turned into a full-time position. It did not last very long as a part-time position. And within a few months, I was working full-time doing that job. And within a year, the owners decided to make some changes as far as their upper management on the property. And I think that it definitely wasn't experience-based, right? I mean, it was I was there and I was listening and I was learning and I was sort of timidly coming up with some ideas on how things could go better. Just based on, what I was hearing in the community from my customers. And within about a year, they asked if I would be interested in replacing the gentleman who was a part owner at the time. He wanted to move on and do some other things with other business. And would I be willing to run this company now? And it was surprising at first because I really felt like I could move into that position, but it's also very scary and very intimidating being in a leadership role like that with so many employees and in an industry that I wasn't quite fully familiar with yet. And but I did it. I jumped right in. I put in 6 days a week for a lot of years, and I had some help, but most of what I know about this industry now has been trial and error and falling on my face and picking myself back up and just figuring it out on a day-to-day basis. And you know, it took a little bit of time to get there for sure, but it has been so rewarding. And 2 years ago, I finally got to a position where I was able to buy one of the owners, one of the three owners out. So there are still three of us. I purchased his portion of the business a little over 2 years ago. And it's just, we've just been soaring. I mean, just really excelling. And it's it is really nice to be a part owner of something that I've been with since the day we opened, you know, something that I've helped grow. And those years prior to ownership that I did really run the property as if it were my own. And I think that that made such a huge difference for my business partners and our customers. And yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunity and the position that I'm in now has been wonderful.
That's certainly been a compelling career journey for you. It sounds like you really have gotten to know the ins and outs of this industry and kind of a unique and in your own way. And I'm interested to know what a typical workday looks like for you. How would you describe that?
Well, I do not have like a dedicated office at the property at all. I enjoy like just working with the people. I like being with the people, with the customers. I work from the main lobby. I have, you know, complete open door policy. I'm either camped out with my laptop doing some work at one of the lobby tables, or I'm working the front desk. I do have one assistant, and her and I just run back and forth, you know, answering phones, greeting customers, cashiering, you know, mindful of walking the property a few times a day and just, you know, making sure that everything looks as it should. And also, you know, people in place and customers look happy, you know, helping a lot of customers on the floor every day, helping employees make decisions, just observing and, you know, waiting to see what comes up next. I mean, it's could be, you know, talking with customers or making popcorn or dealing with something, you know, much more intense, but just kind of on the floor, daily operations.
And something I'd like to get your perspective on next, what are some considerations, in your opinion, for shop owners in kind of the modern quick lube industry, or the modern industry as it is, in terms of trends that you're keeping track of, or any leadership strategies that you've employed that work well for you as a leader?
Yeah, I love that question. There are always going to be the new and modern ways, right? Of, I mean, there's new filter technology, new products. I mean, they're coming out with new weights of oil that are just like blowing my mind sometimes. And everything changes so quickly. And it's so exciting. And there's always like new technology, new ways to reach and target customers. But I feel like I'm a little old school when it comes to some of those considerations, right? It's I'm happy to implement all of it. I will try it all. And I'll give it all a shot and see what works. But I strongly feel like there's just nothing that beats like face-to-face customer service, remembering our customers' names when they arrive, you know, asking about their family, shaking their hands, remembering how they take their coffee and such, you know, little small things that I feel like can beat technology all day long. Having that connection with people in the community and word of mouth in a small town will always be the best form of advertising, in my opinion. There's nothing that beats that. I just love the small town feel of the quick lube shop that we have. And leadership strategies are, you know, my staff is my family. There, we have 25 employees on the property, which really is over 100 mouths that we're responsible for. You know, they have babies and wives and husbands, and it's a family, and these people stop by, and you know, and then we're offering services to their parents and their extended family. And the leadership strategies that that I love the most are just sort of empowering them and, you know, knowing that I help, I'm responsible also for, you know, some of that livelihood and just making sure that, mostly, you know, first we're always doing things timely and effectively, doing it correctly, but we're having a really good time while we're doing it. Like the people that I work with, I really do think they love coming to work. We have such a good time over there. And I just think that that helps as far as everyone wanting to show up and be excited for the day. You know, like our first customer gets the exact same smile as our last customer of the day. And, you know, Grease Monkey and Full Speed Automotive, they always, you know, help in those reminding us of those areas that Grease Monkey's always been so successful in of, you know, advertising yourself and making sure that that customer is happy and that your employees are taken care of and that they know how important they are and how critical they are to the whole operation.
Those details matter with customers, kind of like you mentioned with the coffee order and just remembering those small things. I think that's cool. I think that definitely makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Nolan podcast from National Oil and Lube News. For more content, visit nolan.net or follow us on social media. Just search for National Oil and Lube News. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure that you never miss another. Subscribe to the Nolan podcast wherever you listen. I'm editor Hannah Bubser, and I'll talk to you more next time.